On to part 6, Scatter, chapter 64, Kraideki Sahat. Kraideki stared at the holo display and concentrated. It was easier to talk than to listen. He could call up the words, one or two at a time, speak them slowly, shuttling them like pearls on a string. Neural link, repaired by Jillian and Makani. But speech, still gone, Sahat's image nodded. You can use tools now, though. Kraideki concentrated on Sahat's simple question. You can use... Each word was clear, its meaning obvious, but in a row they meant nothing. It was frustrating. Sahat switched to trinary. Tools to prod, the balls, the starships. Is your jaw the player, the pilot? Kraideki nodded. That was much better, though even trinary came to him like a foreign tongue with difficulty. Spider walkers, walkers, walkers. Holocom, talkers, talkers, talkers. Are my playthings, are. Kraideki averted his eyes. He knew there were elements of primal in that simple phrase, in the repetition and high whistling. It was humiliating to still have an active, able mind, and know that to the outside world you sounded retarded. At the same time, he wondered if Sahat noticed a trace of the language of his dreams, the voices of the old gods. Listening to the captain, Sahat was relieved. Their first conversation had started off well, but toward the end, Kraideki's attention had begun to wander, especially when Sahat had started running him through a battery of linguistic tests. Now, after Makani's last operation, he seemed much more attentive. He decided to test Kraideki's listening ability by telling him about his discovery. He carefully and slowly explained in trinary about the singing he had heard while linked to the robot in the drill tree funnel. Kraideki looked confused for a long moment as he concentrated on Sahat's slow, simplified explanation. Then he seemed to understand. In fact, from his expression, it seemed he thought it the most natural thing in the world that a planet should sing. Link. Link me. Please. I will listen. Listen. Sahat clapped his jaw in assent, pleased. Not that Kraideki, with his language centers burned, would be able to make out anything but static. It took all of Sahat's subtle training and experience to trace the refrain, except for that one time when the voices from below had shouted in apparent anger. The sounds had been almost amorphous. He still shuddered, remembering that one episode of lucidity. Okay, Kraideki, he said as he made the connection. Listen closely. Kraideki's eyes recessed in concentration as the static crackled and popped over the line.